It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. This report was a little bit more negative to the grains, as it did show a pretty good pickup in planting progress. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers for this report.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, Monday's weekly crop progress report is starting to show a little bit of a pickup as far as planting is concerned, especially for soybeans and for corn. As of April 26, 25% of the nation's corn was planted. That's versus 11% for the previous week and 19% average. So this time we're now ahead of the average planting place for corn. States that are showing a little bit of slowdown, of course, are the Central Plains and the Northern Plains, along with parts of the far eastern seaboard, is showing the only states that are a little bit behind. Corn emergence is at 7% versus 4% average. Soybean planting is now at 23% complete. That's versus 11% last week and versus 12% for the five-year average. So soybean planting continues to be quite a bit above or ahead of the five-year average pace. Soybeans emerged are sitting at 8% versus 1% average. As far as spring wheat, we picked up progress. Right now, 19% of the nation's spring wheat has been planted, but that was 5% less than expected by the trade. It was versus 12% the previous week and versus 22% for the five-year average. So we're still a little bit behind. Part of that is because of North Dakota only has 7% of its spring wheat planted versus 13% average. And we're looking at Minnesota only at 6% versus 16% average. Emergence is at 5% versus 4% average. For winter wheat conditions, conditions virtually were left unchanged in this report at 30% good to excellent. It was 1% better than expected, but we did see states decrease again, especially in the winter wheat region. Colorado dropped by 6% to be 8% good to excellent. We did see Kansas drop 1% to be 23% good to excellent. Montana dropped 2% to 23% good to excellent. But Texas dropped 2% to be 12% good to excellent. The states that improved, Illinois improved by 3% to 67% good to excellent, while Oklahoma improved 4% to be 14% good to excellent. We continue to see Washington at the best rated crop at 92% good to excellent. Overall, this report was just slightly negative to the grains, as it did show planting progress starting to pick up.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.